Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, the Major League Baseball trade deadline has come and gone. Unlike recent seasons, there aren't other loopholes or open windows in which to deal players, which kind of led to the fun and the craziness that marked the end of yesterday's Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Yeah, and right here, I mean, the Diamondbacks, the center of the trade deadline, that was one of the viewpoints going into yesterday's festivities.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they really were at the epicenter of it.
Well, yeah, they were.
Most people, until that Greinke deal went down between the Diamondbacks and the Astros, most people said it was kind of a disappointment. I know Burns and Gambo were joking about
clearly.
It. And Gambo had said moments before that deal was had come to fruition, this deadline sucks.
Yeah.
And it kind of did. And, you know, I read a lot of national viewpoints today, too, Bick, that said, well, thankfully, at the last second, literally the last second, the Diamondbacks and Astros got together on this trade to save what would have been a dull deadline. And now everybody's raving over what really both teams were able to accomplish.
Apparently, the trade for Mike Leake is the one that went right down to the actual last second. Mike Hazen said on the afternoon show the Zach Greinke deal got done about a half an hour before the deadline, but then it took about 20 minutes for all the legal discourse to happen, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's done. But still, that late rush kind of marked the deadline. And, yeah, the Houston Astros became World Series favorites at the trade deadline because of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, on paper, Houston's not looking at this like, wow, we just took that player and that amount of money. That's a team that went and became a World Series favorite in the eyes of a lot of people.
Certainly a contender before yesterday, but when you can roll out a 1-2-3 of Verlander, Cole, and Greinke is your number three starter, that's just not even fair.
Yeah.
We were having the discussion and trying to brainstorm whether or not that would be the best 1-2-3 ever in a postseason run for any major league team. And it might not be the number one, but it's certainly near the top of the list. And what it also does, around baseball, there's a few teams that are getting raked over the coals for their activity / inactivity.
Uh-huh.
The New York Yankees are one of them. Zach Greinke wasn't going to go to the Yankees in a trade. They were on his no-trade list. But their failure to navigate a deal for Robbie Ray or anybody really that can help that rotation. Brian Cashman's under a lot of heat now because they went from the favorites in the American League to a distant second behind Houston because of their inactivity.
Yeah. No, listen, there is no doubt about that. And that to me is one of the very interesting developments of the trade deadline, how it shakes out and what teams were active and what teams were not. And where do you go from there? Then you think about how this timing must have gone down. When did Zach Greinke was going to go to the Houston Astros or nobody? There was no other team involved in trade talks with the Diamondbacks for Zach Greinke. That being said, you wonder how one affected the trade efforts with the Yankees when it came to Robbie Ray. The knowledge that they were consummating or close to consummating a deal for Zach Greinke to Houston clearly emboldened Mike Hazen and his staff when dealing with the Yankees and asking for a lot in return.
Did you also hear, and we reported this during the show yesterday, not us, but you know, we're kind of the messengers of the reports that were out there, that the deal was dead because the Diamondbacks were asking too much for Robbie Ray. They wanted Clint Frazier and three other prospects.
Yep.
Later in the day, there were reports that the Yankees would have done the deal for Clint Frazier and one prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Diamondbacks missed the boat in not taking that deal?
I don't know how good Clint Frazier is. I can't give you an honest answer to that. I've heard too many conflicting reports about the guy, and I'm going to go with the narrative that Mike Hazen kind of knew what he was doing, and we're going to get into all of what the Diamondbacks did, and more importantly, how it's being received locally, which is, I think, pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some Diamondbacks fans upset. You know, anytime a big-time player gets traded from this organization, it's, here we go again, I'm giving up my tickets, I'm done.
Oh, please.
Not like Zach Greinke.
Please.
For as good as Zach Greinke was, and I'm not going to be one of those guys that bashes him on his way out of town, there's no reason to do it. He was a tremendous player while he was here, and I've got some numbers to back that up.
Yeah.
But it's not exactly like he moved the meter among the Diamondbacks.
Oh, I didn't bash him on his way out of town. I said he's occasionally been a jerk, just as I've been saying all along. All the while that he's been here.
Unintentional jerk. Greinke's Greinke.
No,
we knew that in December 2015.
Some of it is intentional, but that's whatever. He is who he is. And I've got a lot of thoughts. We'll get into this momentarily. The other item is the Arizona Cardinals, who Vinny said, yeah, it's very odd for a team that brought in Kyler Murray, became the talk of Arizona, if not the NFL, suddenly on the back burner at least for 24 hours of news cycle. Maybe a little more today.
At least, yeah. We're bleeding into really day two of the Cardinals, kind of being... not an afterthought, certainly, but
yeah,
number two on the pecking order.
I told Mark Dalton yesterday too. If you don't like it on the afterburner, just bring us Larry Fitzgerald, bring us Cliff Kingsbury.
See if Kyler Murray wants
Kyler
to come
Murray
up,
wants to come
chat.
Up for a little chat. We'll talk all the Cardinals you want under those conditions.
Yes,
right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. And the other thing that's happening to the Coyotes are introducing Alex Morello. I'm not exactly sure what the proper pronunciation is.
I think we'll get some clarity
with that today. A moment that I hope is the long-awaited deliverance of a hockey franchise. I got to find a place to play.
We got to find out where that is on their pecking order of things to do. Is it one?
Oh, it's one, Vinny. I was told that the Coyotes would have 1 year to secure a new arena. I don't know. I didn't get that from Gary Bettman. So, like I said, I wouldn't bet my house on it, but I was told from the day that he was introduced, they'd have one full year. And it seems to make sense. We'll find out.
If that is indeed true, it certainly seems like, wow, that's not a whole lot of time. But then they've had 9-plus years to figure this out. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Every hourglass has a limited amount of sand.
And if you're the owner and you're buying this team and you've just purchased this team, clearly this is something you've been over. Mm-hmm. These are scenarios you've already considered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Unless you're Tom Dundon.
Yeah, right.
We're going to throw $250 million and then admit afterwards, I didn't do my due diligence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a really stupid move.
Yeah.
Preseason football tonight, Hall of Fame game.
Oh, yeah,
Canton,
right.
Falcons and Broncos and college football. This just released not too long ago, the Amway Coaches Poll preseason. I'll give you two guesses who the top two teams are in the preseason
Clemson
Coaches
and Alabama.
Poll. You're exactly right.
Never changes, right?
Will there be any movement between those two teams the course of the whole season? Will they go start to finish 1-2?
It's so ridiculous that the elite teams in college football now have been pared down to two. Yeah, Ohio State's even on the outside looking in.
Michigan is
really on the outside
looking
in. I'll
give you three guesses on who rounds out the top five.
Ohio State.
They're five.
Michigan.
No.
No, Ohio State. Oklahoma.
They're four.
And who's five?
Georgia.
Oh, of course, Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very familiar feel to that. All right, there's your splash today, things we are getting into today.